Hello and welcome to CNN 10. It's the best day of the week, Friday. Hope you're all ready to finish the week strong. Take some good energy and great thoughts into the weekend. We've got a great 10 minutes of news coming your way, so buckle up and let's get to it. We start today in Canada, where the nation's two major freight railroads have shut down, locking out union members who run the trains. And this could have a big impact on both the Canadian and U.S. economies. The two companies are called Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern, and they handle goods that are transported in bulk across the U.S.-Canadian border. Many industries rely on the smooth flow of goods across the border to keep things running efficiently. If the shutdown drags on, it could mess with several U.S. industries, including agriculture, auto manufacturing, home building, and energy. For example, some U.S. auto plants might have to pause production if they can't get parts made in Canada. And U.S. farmers, well, they could face fertilizer shortages. Now, this is the first time both major Canadian railroads have shut down at the same time due to a labor dispute, though there have been strikes by the individual companies before. Unlike a strike where workers refuse to show up, this time management has locked out nearly 9,000 union members, also called Teamsters, telling them they can't work. The union says they've been trying to negotiate a fair contract, but they feel the railroad company's demands would cut into rest time, therefore increasing safety risks. The companies, on the other hand, blame the union for the stalemate and have called on the government to step in. The U.S. has urged the Canadian government to take action, to step in and get the railroads running again. 10-second trivia. Abbreviated ZWL, which country's currency experienced hyperinflation in 2007, or inflation that happens at a very rapid rate? New Zealand, Zimbabwe, Zambia, or Belize? Zimbabwe is your answer here. At the time, the cost of a loaf of bread was up 100,000%. Inflation. It's been a common subject at many dinner tables. It's been one of the hot topics during this presidential election season. The cost of goods has risen recently, and one of the factors contributing to higher prices at times could be the practice of surge pricing. Surge pricing isn't a new concept. When lots of people want to buy roses on Valentine's Day, prices go up. During summer break, airline tickets, rental property rates go up, and there's most certainly a surge in pricing when Taylor Swift is selling out concerts. But companies are now giving surge pricing a new name, dynamic pricing, and they're backing the practice of raising prices due to demand with loads of data they collect from us, from apps and membership accounts, and on products you wouldn't normally expect to get more expensive in real time. This is happening at grocery stores that have rolled out electronic shelf labels where the store can adjust prices instantly. Grocery chains say it saves employees some time and can lead to lower prices over time, but some argue it opens the door to price gouging for maximum profits. And as AI technology gets smarter, companies are looking at new ways to track our buying history. Grocery store chain Kroger, for example, is set to work with Microsoft to put facial recognition cameras in those electronic shelf labels. What say you? Is that a little creepy or is simply, almost predictably, the future? Do you think customers will be cool with these changes at a time when grocery prices are already straining household budgets? Prices, wages, and jobs all go hand in hand to keep the economy going. Our business correspondent, Rahel Solomon, is going to give us a look now at new jobs data that could affect inflation and pricing.
If all the reports this year about the strong labor market left you feeling, well, skeptical, new reports suggest that maybe the labor market wasn't quite so hot after all. In fact, the U.S. added 818,000 fewer jobs than previously expected. That works out to about 68,000 fewer net jobs added per month since April of 2023. That's according to the latest revision from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So this is a standard report. They do it every year. In fact, this is only the first annual revision. The final figure will come out in February of 2025. But if we look at sectors where fewer jobs were added, the greatest fewer jobs were added, it looks like the biggest industries were industries like professional and business services. They added 358,000 fewer jobs than previously expected. Leisure and hospitality, about 150,000 fewer, and manufacturing, about 115,000 fewer. So what does all of this mean? Well, these are not job losses. That's key. These are fewer jobs being added. But broadly, it does mean that the labor market isn't as strong as previously expected. but it also gives the Federal Reserve yet another sign that it may be time for a rate cut at their next meeting next month.
Next in our CNN 10 Olympian series, Team USA sensation Grant Holloway. At the last Summer Olympics in Tokyo, he missed out on the 110 hurdle gold medal by 5/100ths of a second. That's twice as fast as the blink of an eye. But in the years since, Grant worked his tail off. He allowed that failure to refine him, and a couple of weeks ago in Paris, he finally claimed that Olympic gold that had eluded him. I asked him about that, his animal spirit, and even got him to break dance. Check it out.
I was in that stadium, and when that gun went off, man, you got out. Like, out the gate. How hungry were you for that moment?
I was starving. No pun intended, but... just to get out there and to replicate what I wanted to do for 3 years now, you know, I'm happy. And yeah. The career Grand Slam is finally complete. And now that I've done that, now I can actually take some shots at the world record. And everybody's been talking about it. So, you know, the main goal this weekend was just to win. You know, nobody's going to remember the time. They're only going to remember the medal.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure I just go out there and do what I had to do.
Man, I've gotten to chat with you before. Nice guy. Gentle soul. Gentle spirit. But elite athletes have a switch. Take us inside the mind of Grant Holloway. What flips that switch for you?
You know, when you're out there in front of 80,000 fans, why not put on a show? You know, people bought tickets in my mind to see me. I was the main event. People wanted to see what was going to happen at that night. So I just wanted to just make sure I just went through and did all I had to do. And, you know, the sky's the limit, you know. So, you know, I'm 26 years old. I've done everything that anybody ever wants to do in the sport. And I think it's going to be remarkable these next couple seasons just being able to run stress-free.
Absolutely. All right. What was your spirit animal be? Simone Biles told me when she's at the gym, she would be a honey badger. But then at home, she's a sloth.
Let's say when I'm on the track, I'm a lion. I'm a lion. I got a heart of a lion. And then when I'm at, I think when I'm at home, I'm a beta fish.
Okay.
I like to be by myself. Yeah. And then when other people come to my territory, you know, I got to go attack. I got to get them up out of there.
That's right. All right. When I talked to you in Atlanta, you said, if you won, what were you going to be doing? You said, I'm going to be dancing. Today's the opening day of breaking. The breaking competition.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, what you got?
I got.
You're just like,
Hey, shout out to Victor. Go get a gold, man. Go get a gold.
Give that man a gold.
For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, we have a wave of pups putting on a show in Pacifica, California. The World Dog Surfing Championships, 12 miles southwest of San Francisco. Thousands of people showing up to watch 20 different barrel riders from as far away as Japan. Cacao, a chocolate lab, took home the top surf dog gold. The fur babes were judged on length of ride, technique, confidence, and size or strength of wave. They wore life jackets, some wore goggles, and by the looks of these kisses, the pups found it totally possum, dude. Our shout out today goes to Seven Lakes High School in Katy, Texas. Rise up. We hope you and everyone watching around the world has a wonderful weekend. It feels so good to be back learning something new with each of you this day. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. You never know when or how, but you just may be the light someone needs. So let that light shine. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.